They'll bite that old bait quicker than with the new one because it's softer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch it to see. I'd catch more on that old bait than I do on the new one. But some people, it's just to the notion and the thought. But I look to see the difference between the two. Yeah.
If you bought a new boat or made a boat, the first time you put it in the water, what do you say you're doing when you put it in the water the first time?
When I say launch it.
You launch it?
Yeah, and launch the boat.
What kind of fish would you get around here? Saltwater fish?
No, I didn't catch none with that line. I didn't catch no fish with the line. Now, while I was shrimping, I'd catch trout, I'd catch whiting, plenty of whiting in the fall, and croakers, and then the other little fish we call bull minnows. Mm-hmm. See? Well, they were no good to us. We didn't use that. Now you could use the whiting and the trout and the flounder. And catch them most in the fall when we get outside. Inside, we don't catch too many. And we don't catch too many trout fish. Now, I went off Cabarrera one morning, and I was late, and all the boats were scattered. So I put out right in the gap, and I pulled offshore a piece, and I see towing his. And then he get it about that high. He had a deck engine, and he stalled. He tore it again. He thought it was mud, and it washed it out. He tore it again. When he got not much, his deck engine stopped. Next time he did that and tried to lift it up, it tore out. He didn't know what he had. So Benjamin pulled up to me. I didn't pull but a few minutes because I told my son James was with me that day. I said, James, I ain't going to pull this net. I said, because we ain't got no engine. We have to lift, pull up with the A-frame. I said, no, I don't know what got over you on or I had because he didn't get none of it. So I stopped and I had 8 bushels of shrimp and they were clear. No fish to talk about. So he come and said, what's that, Cousin Jeff? I said, it looked like shrimp to me. I said, what y'all catching? They all had made a drag before I got out there. A bushel, and the best 2 bushels. I said, they're right back in the gap. And they seen that bag that I pick up. Well, all the boats then flushed in there. They were just missing one or two. So I swirled around and run back towards the beach a little piece and put out. And James said, Papa, he said, don't turn the net loose. He said, the boats were open. I said, catch the buoy. He was right coming by. He caught the buoy and pulled it in. So if we put that line on that tail end on the bag, so if we happen to pull the bag off, we can go to that buoy and catch it and pull it up and save the bag. And he caught the bag, and then I caught hold of my line and started pulling the boat back, and he pulled it and pulled the net up. And I seen 2 croakers in the wing about that long, but I didn't pay it no mind. So I tied the bag up and threw it back out and pulled on off, and I pulled back up into the fleet. And by the time I got up in there, one of those small boats from Darren tried to get it and he couldn't. So when the other boat pulled by him and the striker jumped off to help him, and water come on the stern of the boat that deep when they picked the load up. God dog it was them croakers. So another one stopped him. He tried to do the same thing. He couldn't get it. Another one come by and help him. God, his. And then that just the whole fleet. Nothing but croakers. So I stopped there and I didn't pull too long. And James and I, we made out to get it on deck and that was all. So I had 3 bushels in that drag. I had 8 in the first one. So then I just picked the fish out and threw them overboard. We couldn't sell them then. And went on off to Isidore, the man at boat in Brunswick. And I measured my shrimp and put it on his boat to keep from going to Darren. And every boat, just a flood of those things come in. And I got in there and told him, I says, well, why don't you bring them in, Jeffers? I said, well, we ain't been able to sell no fish before. But they were beautiful. Fella in Findina some years ago, he caught a hatchful of pure sheephead by himself. He come out and put his net out to fish, and those sheephead had just come in flooding. He just load up with them.